Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler in studio. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Happy holidays.
Oh,
thank goodness
back
for
at
some
you.
Warm weather again.
Yeah,
golly.
Yeah. Could yeah. you believe yesterday was 51?
No, I couldn't. But
you could have went on the bike and on the trail yesterday.
I could have and I should have. Yeah. After all the rain we've had, we needed that 51 to start drying it out a little bit.
I invited Mr. Tyler in the studio this morning. Our typical, for years and years we've done this with sitting mayors of Muncie to talk about the year that was and the year to come and all that. Let me start with this. What's your proudest accomplishment in 2018 for the city of Muncie, Dennis?
Well, I think some of our proudest accomplishments, Steve, are one, everybody's focused on how we can all work together to improve Muncie Community Schools, and I think we are, and I'm very proud of the city of Muncie and the continuing partnership that we've had with Ball State and the new Muncie Community School Board and the state to bring some opportunities to our children and to our students, and the strong employment that we have here in our community and the economic development opportunities that we're bringing, creating more job training opportunities for men and women to improve their lives, and just a continued beautification of our community, infrastructure renewal.
How about the fact that Muncie, Indiana is going to fly all these flags? Purdue is coming online soon.
Yeah.
You've got the Ivy Tech and the Ball State flag. IU is in town with IUBMH, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. That's a really big deal.
It is a big deal for a second-class city like the city of Muncie that's had its challenges and are really climbing above those challenges. But, you know, the new workforce training programs that are being put together with the state and with the city and with Ball Brothers Foundation, with all of those players that you were just talking about, most of that synergy is going to localize right around Mad Jack's downtown, which is the perfect scenario, and it's absolutely the perfect storm. You know, another piece of that a lot of people don't know and don't get the opportunity to talk about, Beyond ICANN, which, as you know, is a fantastic program for people with disabilities to learn arts and get to do some things very special, is now on the second floor of Mad Jack's. I was just talking to them the other day and some of the other tenants there. The togetherness with those people is just amazing, and it just shows you the specialness that Muncie has.
Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler is our guest. How about your most memorable moment from 2018? Can you pick one memorable moment from a whole year of
moments, Mr. Mayor?
He loves it when I put him on the spot like this. I don't tell him in advance what the questions are going to be.
Oh, golly. That's really hard. There's been so many special things, Steve, from the south side of the Muncie to north side of Muncie and east and west. There's been so many. I think one of the proudest things probably that is when I heard what the employment rate was for the Erskine Green Training Institute. The people graduating there and somewhere between 70 and 75% of them are working somewhere today. And over 50% of them are living independently, and that just—I think—that says so much. That's probably one of the most exciting things. I know maybe that sounds a little bit corny,
and maybe it's not that exciting,
but
yes, it is.
There's just so
yes, it is.
To some people it may not be, but to you and I and a lot of others, and to the parents of those students, it means so much. But it's just, there's a lot of things to celebrate here.
Somebody asked me over the weekend, did you see that tree at Cannon Commons? It's unbelievable.
How about that tree?
It is unbelievable.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. How did that come together? What's the story on that big tree?
A lot of good people really came together, far too many to start to mention, but I really have to give kudos to our downtown economic development director, Vicki Veach, and her assistant, Cheryl Crowder. They're the ones that had the vision of something special going down there, and you've been there for those kicking those off before. But, man, I'm telling you, Thursday evening when President Mearns and I kicked that off, and that tree kicked in at 7 o'clock and the music started playing, it was to see those kids' eyes light up. It was just amazing.
And it's still there, folks. So
it's
don't
still
miss
there
it before Christmas is over and everything.
Get out there and see it.
The newspaper ran an article yesterday, and I didn't ask you about this in advance. I was hoping you might want to be able to comment on. For those that didn't see the article, it was talking about Kokomo's successes as it relates to retaining and a job buildup of some factory and blue-collar type work, and it was talking about Muncie's troubles in that same regard. Could you speak to that just a little bit?
Well, I didn't know they was going to run the article yesterday. However, I knew they was going to run an article because they sent us some information. I was really curious on exactly where they were getting the information that they were doing so much better than what we were doing. Okay. And so thanks for giving me the opportunity to address it a little bit. As you well know, when we started these conversations in 2012, Steve, and we was talking about what our main goals were, and it was economic development starting to bring down an 11% unemployment rate here in our community. One of the things that we talked about was Kokomo. And I brought up Kokomo and how envious I was of them as they were able to keep their auto manufacturing buildings intact, as well as some of the businesses that were in those, such as Chrysler. That gave them a very strong base to begin the redevelopment and the revamping when President Obama did what he did to help restore the auto manufacturing industry in the United States. That was huge. Most of us that were dealing with these issues had to be envious. But yeah, we've worked extremely hard with our partners here in the auto manufacturing and the manufacturing technology community, and you know, it's strong. It's very strong today, and with the what they're producing and how they're producing it is amazing. You know, I'm very proud of the fact that we've created over 4,000 new jobs since 2012 right here in the heart of the city, and that's. That is from the Department of Indiana Workforce Development, which translates to over 3,800 people that are no longer on unemployment. That's $140 million worth of new income taxes from earnable income. But, you know, a lot of the other things that they mentioned in there, you know, we've been doing, and we've been doing it very well. You know, we started with the connectivity and promoting tourism and rebuilding our infrastructure. And you can see that. Look right outside your door, 29th Street being rebuilt.
Much improved.
Madison Street has been rebuilt. You know, we've rebuilt Wheeling. We're working on West Jackson. I mean, I could go all over the city and talk about those things. Bicycle lanes and the beautification of the downtown, the new hotel with the Erskine Green Training Center, the connectors that we have for job training, Mad Jacks, Innovation Connector, two collabs, just all of these trying to come together in the synergy and then bringing the partners that we have, you know, the nextmuncie.com, the leadership team that we have in our community today. I don't know, I haven't heard of any other city in the state of Indiana that's got something like that coming together. And I understand it's easy to point fingers and say, well, you're not doing this and you're not doing that. But if you look at the underlying truth of that article, so much of what they're doing, we have already implemented it, and we're doing it very well. I'm not going to talk negatively about another city in my state. I just don't think that's the right thing to do, because I can tell you Greg Goodnight would not do that to Dennis Tyler in the city of Muncie. But again, from where they started to where they're at, they had a head start. We could either sit around here and say, well, our glass is only half full, or we can say, by golly, our glass is half full and we're heading to the top, and I think we are. Again, you know, we're being recognized all over the United States for programs that we're bringing to our community, the opportunities that we're bringing to our community, and I'm very proud of that.
Dennis Tyler, mayor of Muncie, who is great health, great energy. You work hard.
So.
You're running all over the place. I gotta wonder though. Have you ever thought for just a second, Dennis, Maybe I just want to sit down, be with my grandkids, ride my bike. I mean,
you know, Steve, that you know, thanks, but that is such a great point. You know, I just turned 76 years old about 2 weeks ago.
You would not know it, Dennis. I just, come on. 70, well, thank this you. Guy's 76.
Thank
come
you.
On.
But if there's anything that I think about a lot today that maybe I didn't a few years ago, was time that I've lost with my family and my children and my grandchildren. One of our grandchildren was over the day before my birthday. And we usually take him to school, and he was sitting there with his grandma, and I was gone. Mm-hmm. But he turned to his grandma, and he told her how much he missed me.
Oh.
And then he said, you know, grandma, he said, I think grandpa needs a vacay. He got that from one of the crazy cartoon shows. But, you know, he may be on to something. You know.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, if you ever decide just to kind of just rest and you just change your mind, because you told me forever ago your intention was to seek a third term and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You tell me first.
I will. I will. And could I just touch on one other thing?
Of course.
Another thing that I am so extremely proud of that many times we forget to talk about, and I'm the worst in the world about that, is the handicap accessibility that we've created throughout our community. And what we're doing in our city parks with handicap accessibility, I'm extremely proud of. You know, we have handicap accessibility swing sets and recreational equipment at Toohey Park. We're working daily to try and expand that. You know, the handicap accessibility that we have at Prairie Creek Reservoir with the new swimming area out there and the beach area. Many times we take those things for granted and we kind of forget about them, but boy, I'll tell you what, when you go out there and see somebody with a children that's dealing with those spatial needs issues, and you see them getting to play and participate just like the other kids around them, then you know it's all worthwhile. Yeah.
From the governor of LBC Land and First Lady Nancy and all of our staff, we wish you and Vicki and your family and everybody else Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, Steve, and from the mayor of Muncie and my lovely wife, Vicki, and our family. We'd like to wish you and Nancy and WLBC, and thank you for all the good work that you all do here, and to everybody in the city of Muncie and WLBC Radio Land that's listening, have a blessed, safe Christmas holiday, and God bless.